I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. Plenty of news to come out over the last 24 hours or so. We're going to kick off. We've got Nick Meaney. He's been reportedly touring down at Melbourne Storm facilities. I think this one's very, very interesting. Obviously, you're going to have Nicho Hynes leaving the Melbourne Storm next year. They'll need a second fullback. I think Nick Meaney, he's a kid with a heap of potential, but I must say I haven't been overly impressed with him so far. He's not as good as what I thought he would be, but arriving down in Melbourne, it's very, very interesting what Craig Bellamy could do with this guy. He has got that potential, so this could be anything. Very, very interesting to watch how that one plays out. And if Canterbury lose Nick Meaney and Dallin Watene-Selezniak, obviously Watene-Selezniak, we're hearing that he won't go this week now that he's been named, but he potentially could next week. So it's going to be two big losses for the Canterbury Bulldogs stock, but they have got a heap of outside backs arriving, so hopefully this is leaning towards them signing someone in the forward pack, maybe a hooker, which would be fantastic. The Canberra Raiders obviously on the market for a halfback next year. Gareth Widdop is well and truly on their radar. I know for a fact Gareth Widdop does want to return to the NRL next year. The Canberra Raiders, obviously plenty of Pommies down there, so would probably be a good fit. I'm a big fan of Gareth Widdop. I think he'll do well upon his return. Josh Dugan, he's been playing for the Newtown Jets the last couple of weeks. Now, for me, I think he's probably got Super League written all over him. Now, Dugs, unfortunately, it's been a fantastic career, but I just can't see anyone jumping at him for the price that he wants, to be honest with you. He says he's going to let his footy do the talking, which is all good and well, but when you're playing reserve grade and you've sort of been in and out of first grade for a long time now, I think it's going to be very tough for Dugan. I think he's got plenty more to offer, but for the money he's going to want, I think it's going to be very, very tough. But his preference is to stay in the NRL, so if he's willing to take cut price deal, you might see him land somewhere, and a team could do much worse than to have a cheap Josh Dugan on their squad. Corey Norman, he's been told that he can look elsewhere. I thought the way that he handled it was really well, really good. He essentially said, look, they've got a heap of young guys here. I respect that. That's footy. And Corey Norman, he would have taken the spot of a heap of older guys when he was at the Broncos and Parramatta as well. It's just the way he goes around. I think he's handled it well. Speaking of older players, Greg Inglis, obviously medically retired for the South Sydney Rabbitohs a couple of years ago, popped up for the Warrington Wolves this season, had a hamstring injury. It looks like he will not be returning. We're hearing reports that it's been a month since that injury, and he hasn't even started his rehab yet. So I think GI, he's probably hung the boots up there. He's probably had enough. But good to see him get back out and play some footy. Would have been a real treat for the Warrington fans and the English fans. Sammy Williams, the new halfback over George Williams in Canberra. He's a guy that been a bit of a, I'm going to say journeyman, but he hasn't been a journeyman. He's always been at Canberra, but he's just always been a really good reserve grade player and a solid first grader. I don't think Sam Williams has ever come into first grade and been disappointing, to be honest with you. I don't think he's ever going to be that sort of star talent, though. But as a fringe guy that you can keep there as a replacement for when your halfback or 5'8 goes down, I think Sam Williams is unreal. They reckon he's one of the best in the game too at your opposed sessions. So essentially he will mimic what the other, well, what the opposition halfback for that week is doing for the Canberra Raiders and then doing it training for them, which is You know, an asset that I think is really underrated in our game. I think it's something the fans don't appreciate because we don't see it. But from what I've heard, Sam Williams, he's a real genius at it. Ryan Babenhausen, he's reportedly set to sign with the Melbourne Storm on a three-year extension. So that would be massive for the Melbourne Storm, one of the premier fullbacks in our game. I can't see him leaving there anytime soon. We've obviously mentioned that Rhys Walsh is on the radar of the Queensland Maroons. Another guy that's on there is Ronaldo Mulitalo. Obviously a real passionate fella from the Cronulla Sharks. If he was to make his debut in game two, I think it'd be a good pick. They're also looking at the Hammer, as we mentioned yesterday, Will Chambers as well. So interesting to see what Queensland do there. Corey Oates, he's reportedly had a bit of a blow-up with Kevin Walters after not being selected again this week. But look, I don't think I would be picking Corey Oates, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think his football's been too flash over the last few years, and I know he scored a match-winning try in his game for the Magpies, I believe, on the weekend, which was good to see. But for me, I would be leaving Corey Oates out of this side too. So interesting to see if we finally see Oates leave the Brisbane Broncos. I know he's wanted to play in the back row for a long time, but he's gone back down to reserve grade. He's playing on the wing there as well. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see Corey Oates leave Brisbane, and it might be a good change for him. We've seen the potential this guy has. He's a former State of Origin winger, and I think he played for the Kangaroos as well, but I could be wrong on that. But Corey Oates, I think he's got a lot more to offer. Maybe a change of scenery might be good for him.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.